الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه أبدًا دائمًا ما دامت السماوات والأرض، ولو كره الكافرون ولو بغض المشركون، تبًا لهم ولما يقولون، بل عجبت ويسخرون وإذا ذكروا لا يذكرون، وإذا رأوا آية يستسخرون. The kuffar, the lowliest of creatures, the filthy, disgusting creation, the low lives, those who dare, after disbelieving in Allah, to criticize the Messenger of Allah. What can we say and what should we do? What is our stance and what is our reaction? What is the gravity of this matter? Do we take it lightly or do we not? Many questions we should be thinking about, I hope, if we truly love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone, and we ask Him to exalt the mention and grant peace to the one after whom there is no prophet. And we bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He fulfilled this promise and He aided His Messenger and He defeated the Confederates by Himself. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. In spite the hatred of the disbelievers and their enmity towards Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may they be damned for what they say. Allah described them in Surah As-Saffat. بَلْ عَجِبْتَ وَيَسْخَرُونَ. You're amazed at the disbelief of these people, yet they mock. Those who should be mocked are mocking. Like the student trying to educate the teacher, while the teacher knows that the student is ignorant. And he can only laugh at the ignorance of the student who thought he understood something his teacher did not. But his teacher has understood that and a lot more. Except that there's a difference in experience and wisdom between the two. So while one mocks the other, the one mocking is the one who is mocked. They mock. And what are they mocking about? And who is the one mocking? When you are better than someone, still mocking is questionable. And there are some standards and criteria by which we can say whether mocking may be allowed for some valid reason. Usually not. Let alone when the one mocking is way below the one whom he is mocking. The disbelievers, those who don't accept Allah Himself, Allah Himself, the Majestic, is unimportant in their life. And they have given His rights to some creation. And they fight against His religion. And they block the people who want to walk on the path of that religion. And they hinder the path. Those people have the nerve and audacity to mock the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do they know who they are mocking? The Coptic Christians And what do you know about the Coptic Christians? Among the denominations of Christianity that have the most enmity and hatred to Islam. That movie that they have made against the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some, the person behind it is a Coptic Christian from Egypt who has given himself an American name, and of course with some American affiliation this thing was put together. The Coptic Christians whom not that long ago on the Egyptian newspapers, on the front pages, there were images of a Coptic priest with women in bed under the sheets. Why? I'll tell you why. Women were coming to him complaining that they are barren. They're unable to produce children. And their divine falsified solution of the priest is, allow me to sleep with you so I may cure you. So he slept with countless women, which he videotaped, to cure them from their inability to conceive children. Those people are trying to make a movie about the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, with their evil misinterpretation and misreading of the texts and the history. You are mocking the Messenger of Allah. And what do you know about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you not know, O ignorant fools, that when Heraclius questioned about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Sufyan, before he embraced Islam, and it became clear to him that he is indeed the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Abu Sufyan, if what you're saying is true about him, he will soon conquer the land which is under my feet. And if I were to be in his presence, I would panic and not know how to react. And if I were near him, I would wash his feet. If he were at the presence of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, he would have attempted to wash his feet. This is Heraclius the Kafir, who at least knew who he was dealing with. The one whom Allah Azza wa Jal said about, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah has bestowed His special favor upon the believers when He sent to them a messenger from amongst them, reciting unto them His verses and purifying them. This is a bounty from Allah upon the believers that He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He called him Sirajan Munira, an illuminating lamp. An illuminating lamp, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has come unto you a messenger from amongst yourself. It hurts him that you suffer any kind of difficulty. It hurts the Messenger of Allah that any one of us suffers any kind of difficulty. He is keen over you, to the believers full of compassion and mercy. Why is it then when he was reciting some ayat of the book of Allah, he started crying and raising his hands and saying, Ummati, Ummati, my nation, my nation. Until Allah sent Jibreel to him. And he told him, what is making you cry? And Allah knew why he was crying alayhi salatu salam. So he informed him about his concern about the ummah. So Allah sent Jibreel back, say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna sanurdika fi ummatika wa la nasu'uka. We shall surely make you pleased in regards to your ummah, and we will not make you sad. He said that every prophet has been given and accepted invocation. I have saved mine for my ummah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Shafa'ah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He saved it for his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who often used to say, لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل صلاة. Had I not wanted to make things difficult, had I not wanted to avoid making things difficult upon my ummah, I would have commanded them to do such and such, like using siwak at every prayer. He didn't pray Taraweeh every night in order not to, to become obligatory. When he went in the Isra and Mi'raj and the Salah was made obligatory 50 times a day, he continued to go back in order for the Salawat to become only 5 with the ajr of 50. This is the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam in the lives of the believers. And to the disbelievers, he is rahmatun lil alameen. He is mercy to all of the creation, but they fail to understand. He is mercy because Allah gave him a chance. Otherwise Allah would have destroyed them like he destroyed the people of Nuh and Ad and Thamud. But Allah gave him a chance through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave him a chance through the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will continuously make da'wah and continuously strive to call them to Islam in spite of their aggression, in spite of their transgression, and in spite of their oppression. Until now, Muslims will react, but how will they react? My brothers, if we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must react like he reacted. And this is a critical point here. It's nice to be emotional about the Messenger of Allah, but do you think one of us is more emotional than the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah? Were not the people calling him crazy at that time? Poet at that time? He's mad at that time? They were calling him all kinds of names and harming him sallallahu alaihi wasallam until he bled on many occasions. Yet there was a mode, there was a method of reacting according to the sunnah, which unfortunately Muslims do not adhere to today. Therefore they make matters worse. Rioting and protesting and destroying public property and killing innocent civilians is not allowed in Islam. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam would not have approved it. In regards to those who cursed him, I'll tell you, their ruling is that they are executed. Those who particularly harm the Messenger of Allah, the ruling in Islam is that they are executed. And we don't play around with this part of the deen. The scholars differ about this issue if he's a non-Muslim, like the ones who are doing it now. Among a difference of opinion among the madhahib, whether he is to be killed or not. But this is in regards to the individuals. As for reacting in a public manner towards millions of people, then doing what the people are doing now, killing a regular person walking down the street, is not from the sunnah. And not everyone involved in that government is in agreement with what they're doing. You could be a citizen of a country while you yourself, you're an activist against that government. So why would that person be killed? Therefore we need to understand that even though we have an emotional reaction, which we should have if we have any feelings left, it is not to be expressed in the manner in which it's being expressed today. Burning down flags and going to the embassies and doing all this kind of mass destruction of public property will not make us look any good. And it will give him an edge over us. Where after mocking the Prophet ﷺ, now they will mock our behavior and mock our action. And we need to use this as a da'wah opportunity. Believe it or not, this did not happen except by the decree of Allah. And they did not say what they said, and they did not put together this video except by the allowing of Allah for that. No doubt. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقَدُورًا وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. You do not will until Allah wills first. And Allah allows these things to happen for a wisdom. No doubt there's harm in it. And no doubt there's an element of evil in it. But the end of this situation is going to be good for us. Allah told us that. ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. And you will hear from those who were given the scripture before you and from those who associate partners with Allah much abuse. You will hear the abuse like we're hearing it today. And Allah told us that we have to do two things in this regard. In tasbiru, you have to have sabr. Not that you be quiet and you let them say whatever they say and we say, wallah, we're not offended by anyone offending the Messenger of Allah. La. At his time when someone did this, the Sahabi would kill this person and the Prophet ﷺ would allow it. Because if you were to curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Azza wa Jal may give up his right, subhanah. He may forgive the person, but the right of the Messenger of Allah, no one can compromise that. No one can take care of that. It's the right of the Messenger of Allah. It's the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. You will hear much abuse if you have sabr. Don't overreact. Don't react in a manner which is in disagreement with the sunnah. It's a paradox. We're upset because they're offending the Messenger of Allah, so we want to solve it by going against the Messenger of Allah. It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. If we want to solve the problem because they are hurting the Messenger of Allah, then we should follow the Messenger of Allah to deal with the issue. That's the only logical solution. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is among the matters which require great determination. Not everybody is able to deal with it. But we have to strive to be able to deal with it. We were already told they will harm him alayhi salatu salam. But Allah already told him and told us, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. The one who hates you, he's the one who will be cut off. He will not have any good neither in the dunya nor in the akhirah. Allah will humiliate them in the dunya and the akhirah. So we don't have to act in a manner which contradicts Islam. This is the time to use this for the best da'wah possible. And alhamdulillah, as a result of this, now all the du'at and all the khutaba and all the mashayikh are speaking and reminding the Muslims about the virtues of the Messenger of Allah. So that love is reignited in the hearts of the Muslim. Had this been the only benefit, that would have been sufficient. Because we are detached from the Messenger of Allah and his sunnah. Our love, illa man rahim Allah, brothers, is as fake as a love can be. And we could stop beating around the bush and we could be blunt and say it. Our love is fake, illa man rahim Allah, except a minority whom Allah has shown mercy to, whose love to him is real and sincere. As for simply crying when we hear his name and screaming when we do durood and going to his grave and asking him for things, this is nowhere. Not an expression of love according to the sunnah. You could call it shirk, you can call it bid'ah, and you can call it just a bunch of acting. As for the real love, it's known. Ta'a. Blind obedience. Blind. The only person on earth, the only person whom Allah allowed to walk on earth, who we're supposed to follow blindly, is the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. No negotiation, no debate, no ifs, no buts, nothing. He said it, we do it. If you understand it, congratulations. This is another benefit from Allah to you. If we don't understand it, we still have to do it. But to dispute with the sunnah according to our intellect or lack of intellect is not something which really expresses love. So where and how much do we love the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? And one of the du'at said it in the most basic words. I mean, let's just stop playing games. If, hypothetically speaking, if the Messenger of Allah were to visit one of us in his own home, by Allah, how many things would we have to change and hide before he enters? Each one of us ask himself this question. would you run? If he told you, in 2 minutes, I will be in. What would you do? You'll be running in the house, breaking the TV, covering the TV, taking down the pictures, turning off the music. All kinds of changes will happen because the Messenger of Allah is coming, alayhi salatu salam. But his sunnah had come without him. Oh, this one, it's okay. We can keep it at the door. There's a special security guard. Does not allow the sunnah in. Because if the sunnah came in, the shayateen will go out. And for many, they prefer the shayateen over the sunnah. Stop playing with the bottle, ya akhi, barakallah feek. They prefer the shayateen over the sunnah. Let's just be real. This is where it is. If one of us can sit on his couch and not move, if he were told the Messenger of Allah will be coming in and he is relaxed, that he doesn't have to change anything, we will kiss this person's head, wallahi. This is a person whom we can say is upon the sunnah. But brothers, realistically, most of us will have to get up and make some immediate changes to the house. Because we don't live per the sunnah. We don't live per the sunnah illa man rahim Allah. So what is the lesson? What is the benefit which we can deal with now? Let those who are there deal with their problems over there. What can we Muslims in Saudi Arabia do now? We can revive the sunnah in our homes. It's another chance from Allah. And it's another hujjah from Allah. Which we will be asked about on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. All these events took place wherein you were reminded of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Why have you not conformed? Why have you not acted accordingly? And if we were to continue to ignore as we have been ignoring, then there's only one description in the Quran, one of many descriptions which will depict the condition of the person. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. On the day when the oppressor will bite on his hand and say, I wish I had taken a path with the messenger. I wish I had followed the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we want to be this man? Do we want to be this man on Yawm Al-Qiyamah when he will not benefit this statement, this thubura, this kind of regret and screaming, will it benefit on Yawm Al-Qiyamah? La. It will not. But it could benefit if we make a change now. This is a bounty from Allah. This is a bounty from Allah disguised in a fitna, disguised in a trial, which it is. But for those whom Allah intends goodness for, this will be means of guidance. My brothers, I beg you, for the sake of Allah, let us be wise enough for once in our life to take benefit from this incident and start following the sunnah. And we all know what we need to do. Each and every one of us knows where his shortcomings. I begin with myself. I know where I fall short. And I need to use this opportunity to return to the sunnah in regards to the matters where I have fallen short. And the same applies to every one of us. It could be that we repent today and we die tomorrow. And this will be means for our salvation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Brothers in Islam, what we are seeing today is not new, and it will probably not end. This is an ongoing and continuous behavior of the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Allah, and the enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we as Muslims have to use this opportunity as well to unite. The unity of the Muslim is a critical factor in bringing about success, and the division does the opposite. In regards to this issue, now we have hundreds of opinions from hundreds of people, each one telling their audience something else. So much so that the average believer now doesn't know how to react. Some will scream from the same minbar. Go out. Teach them a lesson. Burn down their embassy. Destroy their cars. And people love to be, you know, they love to act up. They love to revolt. They love to cause havoc. And they're emotionally charged. So they will go down to the streets and cause all kinds of fitan. And others, those who Allah knows what happened to their feelings, say, no, no, life is good. Don't pay attention to them. Nothing happened. You just be nice and sweet with these people. No retaliation, no reaction, no disapproval in our statements, nothing. And neither one is upon the right path. Because neither one exemplifies the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and Atba'u Tabi'een. Their way was reacting according to the Sunnah. To verbally criticize those who verbally criticize the Prophet ﷺ is expected of the believers. And this is not the time to say, wallahi, but ya brother, and you know, but you know, we have to use and choose the nice words. لِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَالٍ بَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكَ. For every situation, there's an appropriate speech. And our Salaf used to use expressions of this sort. When someone like this will say, they will say, the sky will remain the sky even if the dogs keep barking. Let the dogs bark, it will not harm the sky. And these people who are criticizing the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam are like the example of a fly in a tree, a palm tree, strong and powerful. And a fly landed on the leaf of one of the leaves of the tree, or one of the branches of the tree. And the tree did not even pay attention. As the fly was about to leave again, it said to the tree, oh tree, hold on to yourself. I'm about to fly off. I'm about to take off. And the tree said to the fly, oh little belittled fly, I did not even pay attention when you came. Do you think I will even bother when you leave? You're nothing but a fly. You made no difference to me whether you come or you go. And when they speak about the Messenger of Allah, they're harming none but themselves. He will remain he. In fact, because of that, Muslims now are sending more salutations and asking Allah to exalt His mention even more. And they're reviving His Sunnah more. And they're loving Him more. And Allah is exalting His mention more. The more they want to put Him down, the more Allah will raise Him. What an equation and what a formula. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is the control of Allah. Can you imagine everybody coming together to put Him down and Allah uses this to raise Him alayhi salatu wasalam. This is how Allah protected Him sallallahu alayhi wasalam and continues to protect Him. But we as believers are expected to be part of this equation as well. We're not bystanders or observers or spectators. We are part of this integral formula. Therefore, let us revive the Sunnah in our houses. And let us teach it to our children. And let us defend Him alayhi salatu wasalam. And mention His traits and His qualities alayhi salatu wasalam. And let us educate the non-Muslims about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to the context. And show them who he really was alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what is expected of us. And this is how we can turn this niqma to a ni'mah. This trial to a bounty. So all believers, what will you be doing? Are you just going to go on these YouTube videos where they portray him alayhi salatu wasalam as someone who is sick and just leave a filthy comment cursing them out? F words and B words and A words. This is the love of the Messenger of Allah. We use foul language which he didn't use. This is our reaction. Go to the YouTube video, leave a nasty comment to the one who uploaded the video, and then khalas, continue on going against the Sunnah. Do you think this will work with Allah on Yawm Al-Qiyamah? You think this will be a reason of salvation that we did our job in defending Him? La wallah. La, Allah will not accept that. So we have to do something. And we ask Allah to give us hold of those who did this and to give them the punishment they are deserving of it because of their violation. So they will know that there is no escape from offending the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a red line which no one is allowed to cross. You don't want to believe in him? Be quiet. Be quiet. Minimum requirement is be quiet. But to disbelieve in him, then offend him, we will not let it happen. And we will not let it slide. And we will not be like the sheep. You will see how the Muslims are lions when it comes to these issues. We don't do this towards any messenger of Allah. The only people on earth who never offend any of the messengers of Allah are the Muslims. While we show love and respect to Jesus, look what they show to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a crime. And those who commit crimes will get what they deserve sooner or later. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب اصرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا من المهتدين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة